Later this morning, tickets go on sale to the general public to see Paul McCartney at First Niagara Center. But how did it come to pass that Paul McCartney is finally making his way to Buffalo? For more understanding, we reached out to promoter Mike Montoro, who has an extensive history in promoting entertainment acts in Western New York.
How long have you been doing this, Mike?
Oh, my goodness. I've been doing this, Jay, since 1969. I snuck in to see Joe Cocker, Mad Dogs and Englishmen at Klein Hands Music Hall, and I was caught by the promoter. At that time was Jerry Nathan from Festival East, and Jerry caught me, and I begged him not to call my parents because, you know, old Italian parents. I begged him not to call him. He says, "Will you come to work for me, and you work it off?"
Now co-owner of BPO Nation and a partner with Parcana Shows out of Florida, Mike Montoro has plenty to say about entertainment promotion. He also provides a unique perspective on the coming appearance of one of the biggest stars in the world.
Tell us how it came to be that Paul McCartney, after all these years, comes to Buffalo now here late in his career.
First of all, you have to understand that there are a couple of gigantic promotion companies, big players, and I mean major players, AEG Live, who is presenting McCartney, and Live Nation, who does all of the shows at Darien Lake. Those companies buy the entire tour. They go to them and say, "We're going to buy your entire tour. We will book it. We will handle all the arrangements in every single city, and we will guarantee you X amount of dollars." Then AEG Live goes ahead and books that tour directly through the venues that they think they can route and they can get the most amount of people for, because obviously they have guaranteed that particular superstar artist an enormous amount of money. AEG Live, by the way, also did the Rolling Stones tour. So just to do a little math on the Rolling Stones tour, they did $8.6 million here in Buffalo, the biggest grossing date of the tour.
The notion that with Paul McCartney coming here, that Buffalo now is becoming a destination for big-time artists. Do you agree with that notion?
Absolutely. Absolutely, positively. 1,000%, Jay. Back when I started in this business in the 70s, Buffalo was the place. If you didn't tour and you didn't come to Buffalo, you didn't have a tour. I mean, that was really it. I mean, every single superstar artist in the 70s came to Buffalo. A lot of them came to Kleinans. A lot of them came to the Odd. But for a lot of different reasons that, you know, we won't go into, for a lot of different reasons, Buffalo waned off of that. And now I think they're back, and I think they're back in a big, big, big way. I mean, I can tell you, at any particular day that goes by, I'll get 15 to 20 emails from agents looking for dates in Buffalo because they see the numbers. I have to tell you something that is doing an enormous amount of money here recently over the past 3 or 4 or 5 years is comedy. The biggest comedy stars in the world want to come to Buffalo.
How about it? Paul McCartney now is coming to Buffalo. It's been tremendously hyped here in the last few days. Is he going to live up to expectations?
Absolutely, positively. He will put on a show for the ages. To hear him play Hey Jude, okay, just me saying it right now, I got goosebumps. Him and his three bandmates together, the Beatles, changed the course of history. It's kind of like Raiders of the Lost Ark. If you remember one scene where Harrison Ford was going to blow up the Lost Ark, mm-hmm. and the guy said, "You won't do it because this is history." Paul McCartney is history. We're passing through it. Paul McCartney is history.
Mike Montoro, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Hey, no problem at all, G. Thank you.